Time to get back into our deer hunting recap with Brian Roll, wildlife biologist for the DNR out of the Marquette Field Office. And we're going to continue our Deer Check Station report right now. So here's part two, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Well, let's talk about some big bucks right now, because I heard about some obscene bucks that came in through your check station there in Marquette.
Yeah, we really have been seeing some just really nice bucks, the kind of bucks that you just are like, man, I think I want to go deer hunting. And, but it really surprised me, because I didn't expect to see these older age class bucks, but boy, we've been seeing the big body size is what's been amazing, too, and I think that has to do with last year's winter and last year's acorn crop, particularly in North Marquette County. Yeah, we've weighed some deer that are over 200 pounds dressed, just some really big animals. Yeah, you know, and some of these animals, we, you know, are 5.5. We've had a couple 6.5s, just really old, mature bucks, and obviously the racks to go with them.
Wow.
So, been just some really impressive deer taken, even in North Elder County as well.
What's the biggest rack you've seen so far?
14 points and 220 pounds on the scale dressed.
And can you tell us what county that came from?
That was Ontonagon County, that one. But then in North Marquette County, there was another, I can't remember if it was 10 or 12 points. I want to say 12, but it was 219 pounds dressed. So
ridiculous.
And I think the nicest rack I saw was from North Elder County. It was a really just a heavy beam, massive, you know, rack that, you know, just a once-in-a-lifetime buck.
And how many points was that?
It was, I want to say that was only an 8-pointer, but it was impressive. And I say only an 8-pointer. Like, we all wouldn't be happy to get an 8-pointer.
Like that, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, is there anything else we could talk about with you? We got grouse season opening back up, right?
Yes, and actually it should prove to be a decent grouse season as long as the snow doesn't come in. I've found, I'm a big dog hunter myself, and I found that once you got snow on the ground, the grouse just really don't hold that well for the dog. But as long as we don't have snow, I can get back out and enjoy a little bit more grouse hunting yet. And muzzleloading season will be opening December 2nd and running through the 11th. So it's always the first Friday apple season.
All right, there you go. Get out there and do a little more deer hunting or grouse hunting. Brian, I appreciate your time.
Oh, no problem. Enjoy always talking with you, Adam.
Wildlife biologist Brian Roll from the field office in Marquette, right here on The Outdoor Show.